The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voice.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your out-of-breath talk show host, John Stadtmiller. Just plopped down behind a microphone here at the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Wednesday, already the 12th of September 2018. Yesterday, well, you know, we had this thing Saturday that Chris Bolin and Mark Anderson and myself and all the guys from the USS Liberty were down in Seguin. We had to move it from San Antonio to Seguin. And it was a presentation, Christopher Bolin, while everybody else is zeroing in on the what, the where, the how, not the who so much. Yeah, Larry Silverstein, Pole Building 7,
yeah.
The dancing Israelis, yeah. But nobody goes in to the issue of connect the dot. In other words, who was involved in this? And after watching Chris Bolin's presentation down in Seguin last Saturday, somebody emailed me his presentation that was on September 10th, the day before September 11th, the 17th anniversary of this event that took place in New York City. And folks, there's vindication and validation. I've been saying this for over a quarter of a century. Who owns you? Who runs you? And guess what? It's not the yarmulke wearing guys over in Italy. It's the other yarmulke wearing guys. The ones who wear the little black hats, not the red ones. It's very interesting to find out that, well, seems like the yarmulke wearing ones are some perverted son of a guns. Does that strike you as being odd? Well, not in my world it doesn't. And which came first, the chicken or the egg, the Catholic Church or the Jews? I'll go with the former. And not the, I'm sorry, the latter, not the former. At any rate, I couldn't have done anything yesterday except to slow the damn presentation down. When somebody like Bolin gives a presentation, it's, you interview somebody, then things get stopped and jumbled, the free flow stops, and you get about half the information out. So yesterday, while sitting there doing some homework, putting some stuff on computer, I am tuning in to the channels that you obviously don't watch, but I'm commanded to do so, because you have to know what the opposition is up to in order to counter it. And lo and behold, 17 years later, here we go again. Only this time, it wasn't such an emotional appeal with people crying, and yeah, the bells were ringing, the tolls were going off, and all that. But to keep going with the same scenario as to the what, the where, and the how without the who, well, obviously, here we are 17 years later, and if we don't get the country back, it's going to turn into a JFK assassination thing. You know, never closed, according to the government it is. According to their 9/11 report, yeah, everything is tucked away nice and neat. Well, this was a plan by the Mossad, the Likud, to have this little thing go off so we could start our takedown of the Middle East. And for what benefit? Well, they're major land grabs. They've been doing it from Palestinians, and nobody's batting an eyeball in this country. As a matter of fact, while pumping billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars into Israel so they can buy more tools to defend themselves, because you see, the entire world is after Israel. Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah, they're all lusting for their blood. Well, in actuality, folks, what has happened over the years, countries have quietly thrown them out because they're destructive to their culture and their societies. And, oh, by the way, their banks. Okay, let's not forget the big one. But this is why over 180 countries, the people have been asked to leave. Now, this is not an accident, an aberration, a miscalculation, or somebody that just got something up their wazoo and, you know, they just want to point the fingers and, you know, decimate a people's just for the heck of it. Because they're an easy target. Because they've always been picked on. Because. No, folks, it's strategic. If you look at the entire picture and what has transpired, it is strategic. It is long-term goals. And we're stumbling and fumbling around with the sixth country. The seventh to go here is Iran. But there's a little problem here. Syria has got the Russians in there. They're doing up the mop-up operations. I'll call it mop-up because they have the wonderful al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, those that have been helped and trained to do a coup against Assad in Syria. All you have to do is look at the statements coming from our government about Syria, and you will know exactly what their intentions are. We were supposed to be out of Syria by the end of this year. Well, Mr. Donald Trump put the brakes to that. I guess we're not leaving Syria. We're not leaving a country we weren't invited into in the first place. Our belligerent transnational, we're the peacekeepers and we're here to help you whether you want it or not. Oh, and by the way, the press and the CIA and the Pentagon and the talking heads and our Jewish-controlled press in this country are going to keep spitting out the same narrative over and over and over and over again. Forget the facts. Forget what's actually happening on the ground. Let's just suspend belief here. Just let us hypnotize you. We want you to believe. Believe. They figure if they say it enough times, won't get any argument off it. Well, in actuality, they're scared crapless out of them. Everybody in the media is. Everybody in this government is. Yeah, and what's the big danger here? You know what? There's been a lot of speculation on it. Until we get this republic back and we get to open up the files, and I mean all of them, we're not going to know exactly how deep the control is and how deep it has been with this government. We know they got the monetary system locked up, and this is about driving us further in debt until one day we can't breathe and we roll over on our backs with our feet in the air. We're almost there. By the way, a little side trip here. They miscalculated on the debt. Yeah, It's going to be $1 trillion this year, $1 trillion next year, over $1 trillion in 2020. We're going to need over $3 trillion to borrow more money for what? To keep this corrupt government running with all the programs they shouldn't be involved in the first place. And I've said this before and I'll repeat it. There is ways out of this. It's been horribly mismanaged. It's been robbed, raped, pillaged. It is, I must say, a very convenient and hefty tool come election time for whatever seat, whatever time, whatever spot, whatever seat. Oh, you know, they're going to do away with your benefits, or they're going to do away with this, do away with that. You know what? I'm totally sick of hearing that. Because what's happening here is they started programs they can't possibly pay for, and then they keep borrowing money with the juices running on that. And it's year after year after year after year. Rather than going, you know what? Sorry, voters out there. We're not socialized to 100% in this country. We started, good start, all these social programs that can't pay for themselves. Hence the borrowing, plus the interest, plus more accumulated debt. It is never going to stop. Because these people in Washington, D.C., have no desire to stop it. Mikey, aren't we coming up on budget stuff this month?
Yeah,
11 months into the fiscal year. 11 months into the fiscal year, okay. So here we're going to go again. While we need to raise the debt limit. Let's not lower the water, let's raise the bridge. The folly of this. And it's so ridiculous. If people in the media were actually telling the truth on the true amount of debt, the actual revenues taken in, the actual amount of money borrowed, the actual amount of interest on those loans, and I'm not talking principal, there has been nothing retired as a principal debt. Nothing. So it goes on and on and on. You don't think there's a little tie-in to our debt, our continual debt, and our little foray into the Middle East? Yeah, we're clearing out a nice well. Well, we're clearing the land. You know, it's kind of like a reclamation project, only the reclamation project has to do with moving people off of their own land in their own sovereign countries. Wow. The United States is right at the heart of this. You know, there's been so much chatter and so much talk in these last 17 years. Nobody brings up the obvious. Wait a minute. Why did we go into the Middle East? Because who had what? Proved to be wrong. But yet they create chaos and funding people to try to blow up their governments for coups, to flip them, if you will. And we're just too busy making more death and more chaos and more debt and more anything else that's all negative. We don't have time to revisit this. 17 years, millions of dollars. I'm sorry, millions of people and trillions of dollars. And it's going to be trillions more. Now things are starting to heat up in the Middle East. Well, could be it, the spark point could be Syria, with the U.S. troops not leaving, the Assad troops, the Assad government, along with the Russians, cleaning out the terrorists that we've been aiding and abetting. Oh, no, 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 no. The United States is going to stick around a while longer. Why? To get in the Russians' way? To create an incident? Folks, you saw what unfolded in the last couple of weeks with all the rhetoric. Oh, you know, Assad's going to attack his own people again with gas. Okay, he never did that in the first place, but Here we go again with the scenario that they couldn't quite sell the first time. Just totally ignored the backlash off of it, and we're going to try it again. This is the thinking. This is the best, these intelligence agencies. You see how bright and innovative they are? They're stupid. They're sloppy, and they're lazy. But you know what? You can categorize that like trying to diagnose a disease. Okay, what's the symptoms? What's and the disease itself is arrogance. The symptoms, we're not even going to bother even giving you a lie that you can buy. No, we're not even going to bother doing that. We're just going to continue to roll and ignore the American people, ignore the facts, ignore everything, and we're just going to continue to destroy and maim. You know, in a real equitable world, folks, what if these countries got together, sent a bill to the United States government of what they've destroyed and what they've bilked and stolen? And I don't know what price tag you would put on a single human being, let alone millions of them. They call that reparations. But you see, if you're never guilty of anything and you're the victor and you win, you've eliminated the opposing voices, haven't you? Well, they're stuck in the middle of this thing, and they're going to continue. They're going to get the seven countries wiped out, or they're at least going to try. Then Israel will do its land grab, going all the way to Baghdad, all the way to the Euphrates, and you get the picture. You know, I am totally sick of this. This is why I wanted to run that thing yesterday with Christopher Bolin. You folks need to know the names, the dates, the places, how they're hooked together, who is responsible for starting it, who carried it out, and then who tried to bury it. And it is in that presentation of an hour and 14 minutes. For anybody else who wants to tell me about scalar weapons or holographic planes or anything else, distraction. Who the hell was involved in this and who actually did it? I don't care about the theatrics. I don't care about any of the other stuff. We had over 3,000 people killed. And even if you look at the people that were killed, there were some that were just, it was a miracle. They were magically spared because, well, they just weren't there when the planes went into the Twin Towers. Folks, enough. Where do you think this is going to end up? And I'm hearing all kinds of stuff now that, oh, well, we're going to get invaded. China's got so many people in the country now, and they're all spies, and they're going to take up arms and destroy us. No, they're not. They don't have to, because this is the globalist plan. The only thing they have to do is break our back, and they're well on their way of doing it financially. We have no financial responsibility. We don't have the good sense to even get rid of the funny money people. And again, I'll say this. What do they have on these politicians that they're scared to death to open up their mouths to say a word above a whisper when they're literally watching their country being destroyed? Oh, they're taking part in it, almost assuredly. Did you hear any of these brave souls say, okay, we got a budget thing coming up. You know, we really got to look at decreasing the cost of government. No, they've been growing it exponentially. And that was another thing that September 11th also accomplished. More of this madcap, asshat spending that you see. Beyond belief, folks. And guess what? When they remain, this is only going to continue. So anybody that wants to try to explain to me how we're going to get our country back, I want to hear this. I'll just sit back with arms folded. Excuse me if I nod off for a moment or two by not paying strict attention, because we're never going to get this country back as long as these people are in control of every operation of this country. Are you starting to get it now? And these cowards that won't speak out against it, well, guess who created the hate crime laws? If you just get a little sideways or a little owly or a little bit too mean, well, we're going to get you. You know, you might be anti-Semitic. We're Soviet clapped. We're ranting. We're ranting over here. Well, you know what? You continue to rant. And I'm going to continue to speak. Because I've been the only one that's been telling the truth for all of these years. And I have never wavered one iota. I watch everybody else dance around it. If it wasn't so damn tragic, it would be comical. John in New York. Hello, John.
Thank you, Mr. Steinmiller. And thank you for that lovely opening monologue there.
Hold on one second, John. I was on such a roll here, I forgot to look at the atomic clock on the wall. Hang on one second. Yeah. I'll carry you through the break. 800-313-9443. Can we talk? Let me do the Joan Rivers thing. Can we talk here? Is anybody else seeing this the way I am? And can somebody tell me, please, John, you're 100% right. Then why isn't anybody else talking about it?
We've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV.
We're back. John in New York. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Stadtmiller. Where do I start? I begin to thank you for what you've done. You know, 9/11, you know, here's close to home. One of my clients, she worked for Marshall McLennan. I think that was part of Maurice Greenberg, that son of a bitch. Oh, whoops. That son of a gun's company that he insured or whatever he did. But the bottom line, my friend, is what I'm understanding is that this tyranny that has come against us is well hell a lot better organized than we are, the people in the truth movement. And I think it's what Gerald Salent said. Nobody, and some of his richest friends, did not want to, you know, occupy peace movement that he was starting, you know? And people don't want to ante up, you know? I want to ask you a quick question. Obviously, we know who's behind this, these bankster gangsters, this Judaic Masonic group of people. And I want to ask you, have you ever heard of something called Gematria or Isophanes?
No.
Mr. Stadtmiller?
No, I haven't.
Okay. This is a very interesting course of study, and I found a man that I think needs to be on your network. What I'm about to tell you is very interesting. Okay, now, gematria is the geometry of language. It's a numerical coding to our language.
Wait a minute. I think I know where you're going to go with this, and certain dates add up to certain numbers via a table?
Well, it's more than that, Johnny, my friend. Look, there is a numerical riddle to everything. Let me just show you what happened recently. On 8-1, our stock market, Dow Jones, dropped 81 points on 8-1. There is your market news. On 8-1, former President Obamanation. Oh, did I say Obamanation? Obama. Okay. What did he do? He endorsed 81 candidates. Oh, there's your political news. So we got market and political. Oh, wait a minute. Let me show you another code, Johnny. We have the sports news. You can't forget about sports. You got your market. You got your political crap. And here you go. Boom. Urban Myers gets suspended from Ohio State for not reporting a domestic abuse one of his assistants. Okay? And he's suspended with pay at the time, that first initial suspension. But wait a minute. He coached 81 games. He was 73-8. 73 plus 8, Johnny? 81. You see, the perfect numerical riddle. My friend that just wrote a book. It's called Letters and Numbers, How the English Numerical Code Reveals the Scripting of History, News, Rigged Elections, and Rigged Sports. Predicted on the Jewish holiday, I forget it was Yom Kippur or Day of Atonement, one of those holidays that landed the last 2 days of September and the first day of October. Check this out, Mr. Stadmiller. He said, watch those 3 days. There's going to be the biggest false flag terror since 9/11. And what do we get? That BS story about that false flag shooting out of the Mandalay Bay from the 32nd floor. 32nd is another interesting number, by the way. But look, the guy who, and that happened on 10-1, my brother. 10-1. Who was the singer at that concert, of that venue? A man called Jason Aldean, a country guy. I don't know if you're familiar with Jason Aldean. But his, J is the 10th letter, and A is the first letter. So in his name is encoded 10-1, and it happens on 10-1. This guy is able to make predictions on championships. The USA wrote him up as a conspiracy nut theorist, but he's not. He's a man that cracked this Kabbalistic code. See, the Kabbalists believe in their Book of Formation that the God created the world by merging the letters and the numbers into words and sound. This is what they believe, Johnny. These are these Jewish mystics, these Jewish rabbis, okay? And I'm not saying all Jews are bad or whatever, okay? But anybody that doesn't speak up for the horrific stuff that's going on in Palestine throughout this world. And if you read Christopher Berlin's book about the architects behind the terror of 9/11, yeah, he showed you who it is. Okay.
Well, and hold on, slow your roll here, John. And that's why yesterday I put that, I didn't even want to get there and moderate the thing. Okay, let's go back to the clip. That was fresh off the presses. That was the day before 9/11. That was Monday that presentation was made. And I couldn't even get the presentation without buying a ticket for it. The very same thing that I went to on Saturday down in Seguin, Texas here. Couldn't even get it unless I paid a ticket, and then I had to download it if I could have downloaded it. I don't even know. But here was his presentation of an hour and, was that 14 or 15 minutes? 16 minutes, an hour and 16 minutes. And I thought, you know what? There's nothing I can add to this. And I sat there and I watched every major news outlet just 24/7. If it wasn't about the hurricane, it was right back to 9/11, 17 years later, and they're still doing the eulogy for it without the presentment of the facts and without the guilty parties. How many people were brought to justice over the 9/11 thing? Well, you don't have to worry about that because all the hijackers were killed, weren't they? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got a bridge to sell you in Manhattan, I guess, too. You know, John, what has happened is this hijacking of the American people. See, we had statesmen at one point. We don't have that now.
No,
okay, because basically, James Madison, if tyranny and oppression to come to this land, it would be under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And I remember when I met Dr. Ron Paul one day in that criminal state called Washington, D.C., or the District of Criminals down in Washington, D.C. I said, hey, Dr. Ron Paul, what are we doing? What are we going to do with 9/11? This is a central pin. Oh, I got enough on my plate, kid. Oh, okay. You got enough on your plate? Well, look, this is the linchpin. This is where they're able to create this nonsense. And, John, you're one of the last bastions of hope with this Republic Network, because you will allow men to speak like myself and this man. His name is...
Hang on 1 second, John. You're becoming unclear. I think you're missing the mic on your phone. Hang on a second. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me on what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Crazy not by accident, by full intent. Folks, you're seeing the division and the split in this country politically, and think about this. You take the base knowledge away from the people of a certain country and you're able to whipsaw them to take them wherever you need to. Welcome to your new democracy in the United States. John, you had anything else for us?
Yes, one second. Oh, just one other thing, Mr. Stadmiller. You know, the name of this gentleman, okay, is Zachary K. Hubbard. I'm going to try to hook him up with you. The name of his blog, may I mention it?
Yes, go ahead.
Free to find truth, blogspot.com. This man has written a book that is so important, Mr. Stadmiller. I would say the Bible is the most important book I've ever read. The second book would be Pawns in the Game, and the third one would be this. This man needs a larger audience. He's on this 2-bit radio program, and it's he doesn't have probably the large base like you have. Mr. Stadmiller, his name is Zachary K. Hubbard. This information is so important, so groundbreaking, so undeniable. Once you see this man's work, and I'm going to tell these folks right now, let's keep our eyes on Tisha B'Av of next year. Tisha B'Av, for those of you that don't know, is the destruction of the two temples, Solomon's Temple and Herod's Temple. It's a 2-day festival, okay? And next year it will land on August, I think, 10th and 11th. okay? And there's quite a big plan for this. When you take the word Al-Qaeda, jihadist, whatever else, it equals 9/11 in these ciphers, okay? Yeah. Now, all I say, Mr. Stadmiller, give this man a look. I will call you back tomorrow. I am going to pledge $50 here today. I'm telling everybody, send Mr. Stadmiller something.
Yeah.
Because John has been at this all. And this, my friend, Mr. Stadmiller had, you know, the feds visit him. Guess what? My friend Zachary K. Hubbard had the feds visit him on August 21st and try to scare him into shutting up.
I'm sure. Well, and John, the tact that I have taken over this quarter century plus is the very same reason. You know, I'll have advertisers or I'll have somebody that'll do a special to benefit the network. And all of a sudden, I'll get nothing in response. I'll send an email. I'll make a phone call. And all I hear is crickets. Those phone calls are being made to these individuals telling them that you are treading on thin ice, you had better back off, cut the support, cut everything else. This is the price of telling the truth.
That's absolutely, Mr. Stadmiller, because people are serving mammon and not God. They're not serving the truth. Forget about God. Just say the truth.
Yeah.
They're serving money rather than the truth.
I understand.
And you, Mr. Stadmiller, stood up to these SOBs. Just like my friend says, hey, show me the audio where I said that. He goes, I've done countless hours of radio. You know that I've done countless hours of YouTubing and written blogs. I've never said such a thing. I never said, let's get our guns in the pack to you-know-whos.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You know?
All right.
So my brother, Zachary K. Hubbard, Free to Find Truth, I'm donating to you $50 tomorrow. I'm going to put it in the mail to your address. I want to thank you for your time, for your patriotism, for your dedication to the truth. Well, look up this man.
I will.
This man is very intelligent,
John,
and well-spoken.
John, I will.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You know, it's just a matter of... this is going to sound so silly and just so rudimentary, just basic. Folks, you cannot fix the problems of this country by ignoring the architects of its destruction. It just is not possible. It has cost me dearly. It's cost me personally. It's cost me financially. It's cost. And quite frankly, I don't care. Because I don't have the usual, well, let's go after him this way. Can't threaten me with a family because I don't have one of those anymore. They can't threaten to kill him because, quite frankly, one out of the two are already dead. So they can't hold that against me. The cats, well, if I've got to sacrifice my little kitties, I'm sorry, the kitties have got to go. I will stay on point. I will stay on subject matter. I will stay with what our problem is. And until we address this, we straighten our spines and stand up and refuse to kowtow to being belittled or called a name or called a hate monger or a racist or whatever. You know me. I've been doing this for a lot of years. I'm not a racist. Doesn't matter. I don't give a damn what your color is. But you know what? If you're a con or you're a criminal, hey, so be it. We have our little tribes out there that want to continue to do damage to this country. And you'll always hear the statement, how many times have you heard this? Oh, well, there's many other people that are involved in the New World Order and a takedown. Yeah, these are the little assets that figured, yeah, I might as well join it rather than fight it because they promised to pay me. Wow. They say that everybody has their price. What price a country? How could you even say that I'll sell out for this amount? Versus what you're selling out and what it's worth. Not in dollars, but in principle. Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel. Thanks for holding.
Hello. Amazing presentation by Christopher Bullen yesterday. I hung on every word. Of course, I've been following him for a number of years, and he's getting better and better, and he's the only guy, I think, right now that has a real grasp on this. He's the only one with the cojones.
Yep.
The reason he had to leave the United States, you know, and live in Sweden and Estonia is because, you know, this guy's probably got a number on his head for sure.
Well, he still has a case in Chicago, of which, yes. You know, I talked to him about that last Saturday. And I told him, I said, look, I said, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'd much rather have you in country. You know, a half-assed lawyer could get rid of this in Chicago. So I'm going to continue to talk to him about this. We need him back here in the States. As a matter of fact, I'd like him to have a radio program on this network. And not 5 days a week, maybe an hour or two on the weekend, to keep this message and to keep the message out there. Because I don't know about you, Daniel, but I'm tired of watching people be scared of this, do the end round. They convince themselves, well, in order to fight this battle, I got to sidestep a few landmines. Well, the landmines that you're sidestepping here are the very things that are here destroying this country. So I'm tired of the excuses. I'm tired of people and conducting themselves the way they have been. They're not men of principle, and they're not men of honor. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, they rely on us to, you know, just go to those memorials and watch television, and 17 years have gone by. Mm. And Boleyn, you know, he's naming the names. Like Ronald S. Lauder, the son of the Estee Lauder cosmetics fortune, this guy was on Ronald Reagan's defense policy board in 1981. Now ask yourself what a billionaire cosmetics heir has any business being on, you know, Ronald Reagan's defense policy board when he's a dual Israeli national. He funded a school for the Mossad.
Mm-hmm.
He pushed for privatization of World Trade Center complex. And one of these important parts is he also pushed for the privatization of an ex-cadet training base in New Windsor, New York, which is way out in the middle of New York State, and it's called Stewart Air Force Base. And the two flights, 11 and 175, left Boston Logan Airport, controlled by ICTS, the Huntley USA Mossad front.
Mm-hmm.
And they left 16 minutes apart, but oddly enough, they almost collided over Stewart Air Force Base. And you got to ask yourself, there's way too many coincidences here.
Yeah.
Now, Boleyn names. He's got...
well, and if you notice, Daniel, excuse me here, if you notice the names that he names, they're all dual Israeli U.S. citizenship holders.
Yeah, Paul Wolfowitz, Philip Zelikow.
The whole lot of them.
Yes.
And here they were operating inside the Bush White House, unimpeded. Evidently, our CIA and FBI had gone to sleep. And well, they finally woke up, and I think it's a delayed reaction. Well, we've got to get Donald Trump because I guess we missed Barack Obama and George Bush.
Yeah. Well, look at the State Department. Charlotte Isserby, she says she visited the State Department, and she said it was like practically a bar mitzvah. So why are we thinking the CIA is any different? Not, you know, it's not infested with the same dual Israelis. In Canada here, the founder of Canada's version of the CIA is a dual Israeli citizen. So what does that tell you? They're all over the place.
Yep.
This is global. 9/11 was just the start.
And Daniel, again, I will reiterate the point here. Men know this. People in position that could speak out, that could possibly do something about this, are staying silent. And I hope they're Bible-believing Christians, because you've just signed your eternal death warrant. You can spend eternity burning in hell.
Well, the only thing scarier than a Zionist, I think, is a Christian Zionist. I mean, they've got us falling asleep here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, these guys, like Boleyn says, these people are evil. There's no stopping them. We need to name the names.
There is stopping them, but let me go back to what I said before. It's men that have the understanding that character and principle are inherent in a good man. If you know this and if you've sealed your lips and you're not saying a word, guess what you cease being? A good man.
Yeah, that's what they say about, all you have to do is stand by and watch things. If you don't speak up, it's almost like you're part of it.
You're complicit. Absolutely.
They rely on that. And people are afraid to say Israel did 9/11. Israel and its dual citizen, Sayanem in the United States, they pulled this off. They planned it since 79 at least. I mean, they're laughing about it in our face with all the cartoons and all the movies that have, the Arab terrorists.
Yeah. Well, and Daniel, thank you for bringing it up, because here is a perfect cover. Let's take Middle Eastern young men that really aren't religious. Let's plop them down in foreign countries. Let's balkanize those countries. Let's let these little madcap mayhem creators stab people and rape women and cut people's heads off, for God's sakes. And let's all start hating the Arabs. Who does that let off the hook?
Exactly. And they want that. They want you to think, hey, look what we have to live with. The Palestinians are your problem. Like the guys who got pulled over from urban moving systems.
Well, and
said,
Daniel,
hey, we're not your problem.
Daniel, here's a perfect chance for people to sit back once they know the truth. Now, what you're starting to see are these supposed conservative groups that bombard your emails, the conservative this or the constitution that. Look at their verbiage, look what they're backing, look what they're saying, and more importantly, look what they're not saying. And that will tell you who the cowards are. That will tell you who are the people that aren't operating in your best interest. They're just trying to turn a buck.
Exactly. I mean, all I heard last couple of weeks was John McCain, the hero, this guy's father covered up USS Liberty. It just goes on and on.
It does. And Daniel, I got to cut you off. I can't let you go on and on because I got other callers. But I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Yeah, so they're operating now dual citizens in Canada. Folks, it's not hard to stop this. All you need to do is start speaking and turning up the volume, and more people join in. They can't refute the facts. They cannot refute the evidence. They keep ducking and hiding it. But once they figure out, wait a minute, all these people know of the grand plan and they know of my support of it by my silence. You want to talk about a pucker factor that will happen in Washington, D.C., something the likes you've never seen? That's when it will start to happen. And you Jews out there, that you live in this country, you believe in this country, you believe you're living in a republic with law, why don't you do us all a favor? Why don't you start speaking out as well? It's time. Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, hello, good evening. It's funny, I was listening to Nathaniel Kapner the other night, and he's got this running line for years now. He can tell a Jew just by the way they walk from a pretty good distance away. And I've kind of honed in my, sharpened my radar over the years.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up Kapner, because that's what started the lawsuit against Jeff Runtz that Alex Jones decided that he was going to launch because, well, he said something derogatory about Alex. Well, Alex did the same thing to me, and I didn't back off of him. I'm 15 miles, and I'll stand on my rooftop every night, and I'll yell at him, "You're a traitor." Supposedly, QAnon has came out and said that he's actually working for the Mossad. I don't know if that's the case, but I had asked Christopher Bolin, when was the last time you were on the Alex Jones show with any of your information on 9/11? He said 2003. So here we are, 15 years ago? Is that about right? Yeah, 15 years ago? This is when I'm speaking about cowards, people that have a voice out there in the public that refuse. And I just saw a clip the other day. He's in full support of Israel. Why? That tells you who and what he is. And I am sick of him. I am sick of his antics. And Brother Kapner, you know, I understand, and I've read a lot of what he has to say, Frank, and he's spot on. But why do you got to make yourself look like a goof while you're doing it? You want credibility. You want people to listen to you. You know, trash the Pope uniform. You cut out the crap. Cut out the theatrics. This is serious business, and you want people to take you seriously.
Yeah, well, I, of course, agree with that as well.
Well, then why do they keep doing it? Why do they keep doing it?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I guess I always figured beggars can't be choosers.
Frank, you better put a little bit more thought into that one. At any rate, hang on 1 second. I've got to take the break. I'll let you speak after the break. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. I want to hear from you people out there, because I'm watching this country go right down the tubes with no hopes of saving it, because people supposedly of good faith are not saying anything.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And
I always feel like
all right, we're back. Frank, you were going to say.
Yeah, you know, Christopher Boland's been around a long time. You know, I ran into him on the internet, you know, back after I first woke up, like 12 years ago, and looked into a lot of his material, and he's not the only one. There's a whole lot of guys that really did a lot of great work out there. And the work was done. I mean, I went on trying to disprove it. I used to fight with these guys that said Jews were behind 9/11, all that. So I went through it. I came by it honestly. I didn't believe it. Fought it, tried to disprove it. I went out everywhere and admitted that I'd been wrong. But the thing is, most people, the 9/11 truth movement, I used to have this feeling of kinship and brotherhood with them and stuff, and, you know, the Patriot movement. I lost all that. They're cowards. The 9/11 truth movement, the Patriot movement, they're just as cowardly as your run-of-the-mill clown with this Joe Sixpack watching the ball game.
Not
they,
to,
they don't
Frank,
want anything to do with
Frank,
the truth.
Not the ones that I met in the 90s, not the ones that formed the militias, not the ones that were willing to put the only thing that they truly owned for a short amount of time, their own life. These people are still there. Yeah, they've aged a little bit. They have tried to teach their children the best that they can, like any parent. And the movement is not dead. And I won't throw a blanket over the entire thing of calling all patriots scumbuckets and cowards.
Well, just looking at talk radio, I used to go to RBN because I caught it, you know, and I wasn't the only one. It was like a Jewized network. I don't feel that way anymore. I don't listen to RBN very much anymore. Everything's weak. Genesis and listen to guys.
What?
I go to Genesis and listen to people on there that I used to listen to 10 years ago, and they've all changed. They're all weak now. They won't even
mention
anything
about... Wait a minute, you just said
RBN...
Wait a minute, Frank. You check what you're saying here, because you just said that RBN has been Jewized.
No. That's not what I said. I said I used to think of RBN as a Jew-wise, like wisdom. Jew-wise
oh, thank
network.
You. Thank they you for that
aware.
Correction. Thank you.
But I don't think of it that way anymore.
And why?
I don't know. It seems like every show I go to, they're just clowning around. And if you bring up, you know, any truth about who is behind it, that, you know, I'm like you. I don't care about all the details. I'm not going to sit there and argue with people, well, I know this fact and you know that fact. I want to know who the hell did it and what we're going to do about it. And these people, these Jews, they're everywhere they need to be. They're entrenched. They're dug in deep. And if it was any other group, maybe we could get them out. How are we going to get them out when we can't even acknowledge who they are? How are you going to fight an opponent in a ring, a boxing ring, if you have blinders on, if you got a blindfold on, and you can't even know who they are?
So, aside from me, the rest of the network's crap. Is that what you're saying, Frank?
Well, something has happened.
Really?
I don't listen to it very much anymore. You still got a few strong people on, but I don't listen to it like I used to. I feel like they sold out. It's a bunch of sellouts. You got people on your network that don't even know it's the Jews, John, behind microphones, I think. They don't have any clue about 9/11 or who did it. They don't even care. They don't think it's important.
Well, and then people get upset when I replace people. Well, I used to like that guy, and you replaced him. I'm not supporting you anymore. And I will do a rotation of hosts from time to time. And it's kind of a revolving door. I've done it that way for years. And it'll come back around again. I know I got a couple of weak people on this network, but I've got requests from other talk show hosts to come on this network, and some of the show hosts will be replaced. So just hang in there, Frank, will you?
The hottest show going right now on the internet or anywhere on talk radio, Patriot Radio, is the Ted and Austin Brower Show. And no, I don't agree with them on everything. But they are the hottest thing going. It's a 57-minute show, no commercials.
Got to go to break. Thank you, Frank, I think.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.